It's a forgotten place for a lot of people, and it's a beautiful place. The people there have got to have a little fortitude to keep living there. Give them a hand. It's called When the Mist Clears Away. The other morning at the sunrise, when the mist is on edge and all around, I saw a beautiful red woman on the road as I drove into town. No, thank you. I'm almost home now. I'll be all right when this clears away. Let the sunlight break through the darkness. Let the night turn to beautiful day. Don't let the shadows turn into mountains. You'll be all right when this clears away. Sundown, when the neon lights flashing in the night, saw a young man sit on a doorstep. That man was a pitiful sight. His eyes were bloodshot, his hands were trembling. I hesitated as I thought I heard him say, though you lose some, sometimes you win some. All right, when the mist clears away. Well, I've been lonely. It always seems you say, don't be mistaken, you're not forsaken. You'll be alright when the mist clears away. Let the sunlight break through the darkness. Let the night turn to beautiful day. Don't let the shadows turn into mountains. You'll be alright when the mist clears away. I want to thank you, folks. Thank you so much. Hey, I wanted to... Did I mention that we have CDs for sale? Okay, then I'll mention it. We have CDs for sale. And they're back here where every other CD is for sale this weekend, just right behind us here in that big old tent. So come over and see us after the show. I know Steel Wheels are playing in just a bit, but we'll be there for a while to say howdy. I wish we could stick around tomorrow, but we got to run on down the line. That's good. Yeah, if you want to check out where we're going to be, want to know where we're going to be, you can do what I do every morning, which is to make sure, which is log on to timobryan.net. Yeah, we'll be out in Grand Targhee in Wyoming in a couple weeks. Let's see, we're going to do one of my own making. We're going to do a couple sort of autobiographical songs anyway. The first one is about my sister who died when I was not quite 2 years old. She was six. There were five of us in my family, five of us siblings. And I still am the youngest, and not so young anymore, but at the time, I was really young. Anyway, that was funny to me anyway. Yeah, my older siblings sort of wore my parents out, so that by the time I came around, they said, yeah, you want to be a musician? That's fine. But I was just about 2 years old when my sister died. It was very sudden. She had encephalitis, but nobody could figure it out. She had an earache on New Year's Eve, and then she died on the 2nd in the morning. It was very tragic. We somehow got through that, my parents especially. Anyway, I sort of remember her, but mostly I remember her through this picture that was on my wall. My mom hung this picture up, and it's called Her Guardian Angel. Maybe some of you have one. It's like one of these Hummel pictures from this nun in Germany named Hummel. Anyway, it was her guardian. It's called Her Guardian Angel, and it had this little girl being led past a snake in the grass by a guardian angel. And I think my mom used to tuck me in and say, you know, your sister's in heaven. She's watching over you, and that's her guardian angel, and you know, you got a guardian angel. And over the years, I kind of maybe rolled it all into one thing that I wasn't sure what it really was. You know, the memories from that time in your life are kind of, a lot of times they're other people's memories eventually that you've added into your own. Anyway, Jan got that picture out of the attic, found it, and the frame was busted. She fixed it up and got it ready and hung it up on the wall for my 60th birthday in our house in Nashville. And I started looking at that thing. I thought, man, I need to unravel this a little bit. So here's the song came out. It's called Guardian Angel.